Next, it's time for the first feature, our regular contribution from volunteer Richard Matthew, who will read his piece. With commemorations coming up on the 80th anniversary of VE Day, Richard looks at what happened in Norwich in 1945.
Here is the 8 o'clock news for today, Tuesday, May the 8th, the day of victory in Europe. This was the first item in the BBC's 8 o'clock news bulletin on the 8th of May, 1945. It continued, yesterday morning at 2:41 a.m, General Jodl, the representative of the German High Command, signed the act of unconditional surrender of all German land, sea and air forces in Europe. At 3 p.m. on the same day, VE Day, Winston Churchill made a national radio broadcast. After gallant France had been struck down, he said, "We from this island and from our united empire maintained the struggle single-handed for a whole year until we were joined by the military might of Soviet Russia and later by the overwhelming power of the United States." But he included a note of caution, saying, "We may allow ourselves a brief period of rejoicing, but let us not forget for a moment the toil and efforts that lie ahead." Japan had still to be defeated, which Norfolk people would have been well aware of, as several hundred soldiers of the Royal Norfolk Regiment had been captured in Burma and were yet to be freed from Japanese prison camps. For many, the overriding emotion on May the 8th, 1945, was one of immense relief. It was a feeling exemplified by a simple diary entry made by Norwich Blitz survivor Agnes Pond. "Great VE Day," she wrote, "war over in Europe. No more fighting for all the brave men and women who have saved us from untold horror. No more sirens, no more fear and dread, no more bombing." For the American airmen on some 20 bases in Norfolk, VE Day must have had a very special and poignant significance, as the 2nd Air Division flew most of the daylight bombing raids and lost some 7,000 men from Norfolk and Suffolk air bases. One base at Wendling lost 832 airmen alone between 1943 and 1945. At Seething, the base of the 448th Bomb Group, an early unofficial announcement of Germany's surrender sparked a display of flares and a fusillade of gunfire that landed one man in hospital and resulted in some officers being punished. On VE Day at Norwich's Britannia Barracks, 1,000 troops attended a service before being given the rest of the day off to join in a victory party. An EDP journalist reckoned that, quote, "most people were content to relax quietly and soberly after the strain and stress of the last 5.5 years. A large crowd gathered to watch dignitaries leave a flag and streamer festoon City Hall to attend a civic service in St. Peter Mancroft Church, from where a peal of bells served as a victory salute. Betty Atchison's mother was among a group of mums who banded together to lay on a spread for children whose families in the Wingfield Road neighbourhood of Norwich had suffered great distress during the city's heaviest raids in 1942. "I don't know where they discovered all the food," she later recalled, "but they certainly put on a great spread, despite the fact that we were still on rations." During the morning, teacher Elizabeth McFarlane remembered cycling as usual across the city to Helston Secondary Modern School, only to discover that all the pupils and a fair few members of staff had given themselves the day off. She and a few others stayed long enough to bake some cakes, which they ate with a celebratory cup of tea. Irene Playell, a NAFI worker at a local army base, recalled, "It was a very easy-going camp, and in the early afternoon of VE Day, the band loaded its piano onto a truck and 2 truckloads set off for Norwich to tour the streets and play." Another citizen remembered that, quote, "all over town, Large bonfires have been built with wood from bomb-damaged buildings and blackout torn from windows. Peggy Flynn, a young mother, was in the midst of the crowds outside City Hall. "I was alone in all the celebrations," she recalled, in 1995, but her thoughts were with her husband Billy in Burma. He did eventually make it home, along with his brothers Jeffrey and Dennis, who were in Germany. But brothers Kenneth and Raymond were serving in the Far East, and they did not return. "The war broke us up. Life was never the same again," said Peggy. Later on that day, the crowds burst into wild singing, and a group of soldiers led the way, linking arms with some girls as they sang and danced their way along Gentleman's Walk, followed by other little knots of merrymakers, with the groups performing their own version of the Victory Quick Step. As darkness descended, the city became a blaze of light for the first time in nearly 6 years, as searchlights illuminated the city hall, the castle, the cathedral, and other buildings. Fireworks fizzed into the night sky as American liberators and British mosquitoes, their lights blazing, swept low across the city, dropping scores of flares. A searchlight flashed V signs in the sky above the city. Ecstatic revelers marked the first midnight of peace with an uproarious conga that snaked all the way from the Gentleman's Walk, up Guildhall Hill, and back again. And with that, VE Day passed into glorious, memorable history.
Thank you, Richard.